This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
What about Serious Sam?
All right, so you want me to be serious, yet you'd be cracking Harry Potter jokes all
okay.
the time.
Okay, all right, fine. For reals, I'm glad you understand. Thank you very much, David. I will fillet your ego when I come see you next.
You'll do that? You'll take all of my ego into your mouth?
No, don't
drink
that.
It down?
Don't do that.
Sure, why not?
Oh, Steve, I don't think you know how big my ego is, man.
My average size.
What?
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your aunt's, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place, their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
Yeah, there was a booby there.
Why can't Twitch allow nudity?
Because they would rather us stream on X Hamster. Also, we're live.
Oh, we are live now?
Yes.
Yay. Where's the intro? Washed.
There's no... You did that joke last week. Thanks.
You have the belly meat.
Washed!
What's that, Val? I can't quite hear you.
All right,
do I have to yell into it, Steve-O's room?
Val, what's
office?
Your favorite kind of biome? Marsh!
Oh, you should probably put your headphones.
What one?
Someone's gonna cry.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. It looks like a blood vessel broke in my foot. That's not good.
No, that's not good.
No.
You know what else isn't good? This show, which is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Hi, everybody.
Wait, no, that's... I live among the creatures of the night. Oh, bow, oh.
See? Okay, so now you know at least three different songs. You're just digging that hole deeper.
No, it's just that's just a slower version of The Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson.
Oh my gosh. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight is David, Logan. No, not Logan.
No.
You messed up.
Joining me tonight is David, Sean, Val.
You almost did it again.
David,
and,
Logan, Sean, Logan, Val, Logan.
We're all Logan now.
And I'm your host, Steve Logan.
Four boys, four balls. Because
for kids entertainment. Oh, Steve, we should do a four kids dub of fucking Friday.
Would you stop piling creative work on top of me? Because all you do is come up with ideas and you don't see them through to fruition.
right. I'm an idea guy.
Yeah. What have you done with that copy of Sony Vegas? Hot take right here.
Oh, dude, don't be like that.
I am also awaiting progress on that end.
Yes.
Hey, I'll get to it, all right?
Uh-huh. I totally believe you. For sure. Not really. Anyways, before moving on, I'd like to remind you all that we are a community-supported show on multiple levels. Yada, 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 nerdy show. Yada, 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 Amazon. Yada, yada, yada. You can find us at fnf.nighthorsemedia.com. Soon we will have the website, fridaynightfanfiction.com, and that will redirect to our fully-fledged website, which we are totally not building in tripods. Trust me.
Kid sizes.
Yes, we're building it in kid size.
You really are our wiki, because you say warsh, you say kid sizes, you say boo urns or woo urns or whatever the hell that joke was.
I actually pay attention to the show.
I do too, I just don't have a good memory.
I would say that's the benefit of being a fan turned member of the show, because you pay attention more than we do.
Yeah.
I don't know where our guests are, so I guess we'll just play it by ear. I'm already quite a few drinks deep. David, why did you influence me negatively from across the internet? Here's some more negative influence, Steve. All right, so first...
Hey, Steve, you want to hear some negative inputs? Fucking voltage level one, now zero, now negative one.
Husband, please make work. I don't...
You plug into back of computate.
This?
Yes, that.
Tell me how to technology back in the old country, David.
It is Bluetooth receiver.
I don't understand.
It receives Bluetooth.
Which is the teeth you get after you eat all of the sugar inside one of those, was it Lickin' Dips or whatever they're called? Oh, God. Fun Dip.
What is it?
Fun Dip.
It's Fun Dip where I lived when I was a kid.
It is Fun Dip.
Power button and it don't.
Well, first off, does these things work with Mac?
Allow me to reemphasize, if you enjoy the show, I highly encourage you to join our Friday Night Fanfiction Discord. You can hang out with a community of over 150 fans, hosts, and other vagrants from across
the
internet.
There's 150 hosts?
There's 150. Yes. We should be finishing tonight, maybe, possibly. Sonic.
I don't see how we can't.
Sonic High School.
Creatures of the night.
All right, David, can you do a samba version of Beautiful People?
Oh, yeah. Give me a samba beat.
No.
Banana, beautiful people, oh, yeah. The beautiful people, oh, yeah. The beautiful people, oh, beautiful people. Beautiful people, eh. Samba, DJ Marilyn.
Oh, okay. You're up first, being refereed by me. We're on page 62.
My God, screamed Rogue. Who? Screamed Espio. What? Screamed Knuckles.
Scream it, David. Come on.
A miracle! Screamed Knuckles Jr. Just then, Cream got there from being Okay, she spelled it right. Unconscious at her house and
screamed. No, I don't know.
What?
Hey, let me do my job.
There's an S in there. Unconscious.
Oh, my God. Fine. You know what, Val? You're refereeing David.
Oh,
what?
Okay. It's unconscious.
No, it's unconscious.
Unsconce science.
Yes.
No, that's spelled right.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Conscious is spelled unconscious science.
No.
No.
That is.
No, unconscious is spelled UNCONSCIOUS, not science.
What?
Hold on.
Hold on. There's about to be a challenge come here.
Well, you're going to lose.
Aww.
No, because that's unconscious.
That's unconscience.
Never mind. All right, whatever. Fucking, I don't care. Big drink, baby. Can I get a clinky? Thank you, baby.
Meanwhile, Spanish Flea starts playing as David gets drunk.
Listen.
No, stop telling me to listen. Come up with a new thing to tell me to do.
Heed my words, Steve.
Okay, that's much better. I will approve of this.
And screamed, "No way! Whoa!" Screamed Silver. Oh, wow, very impressive, said Sonic's really deep blue doctor in a less loud way. And the lunch lady said something, too. And so did Sonic's mom and Miss Lesson. Then everything in the world just became super bright, and no one could see a thing for a moment.
Hmm?
What?
Nobody said anything.
What in the butt?
What in the butt?
What? Don't say things like that, because they're going to make me do it.
Do it, Dave. I didn't hear what you said, but do it anyway.
Oh, you didn't hear me say it. It's cool. I don't have to do it.
Judy, what did you say?
Do you want to tell him what you said?
No.
You'll never know, Steve. Ever.
Well, okay. If you have to take a secret to your grave, I'm glad it's something that insubstantial.
Fuck you. Then everything in the world just became super bright and no one could see a thing for a moment. And they could not hear. They noticed. Wait. Okay, yeah, that's what it says. Yeah. They could not hear. They noticed either because there was
a wing. No, that's not because.
Oh, Beacuse. They noticed either Beacuse. There was a ringing sound in their ears. It was so crazy, like being inside a marshmallow filled with ringing sounds.
You drive me crazy. I just can't sleep.
Oh, mash that with beautiful people.
Yes, I will do my best.
Then everyone peeked out behind their hands at where they were looking, and all the Ultra Chaos Emeralds were gone, and Sonic's cover was open, and look, there was Sonic. Sonic was standing on his coffin, where he was inside, and he was on top of it, smiling. Smiling?
Smiling. No, smiling.
Is that smiling?
The worst part about these misspellings is that it makes you question when words are spelled correctly.
Right.
Like, and not science.
He was on top of it, smiling, and not ninja anymore, but regular old Blue Sonic. Yes, it really happened. Hey guys, what did I miss? Shouted Sonic in his regular old cool way. Screamed everyone at the same time. I know, right? The resurrection just happened. So he technically is a Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
Jesus, the most popular new career for millennials now that the economy has collapsed.
I don't know what the fuck. I have headset on, I can't hear you.
Oh.
Does this blow your mind that I can't pay attention to your every word?
Oh my god!
Dun dun dun!
I'm sad now. Dude, I got to take the beautiful people.
David, please read. I know you're depressed, but we can deal with your depression after the show.
Can't see the forest. You can't smell your own shit.
Took off the headset, honey.
On your knees.
Took off the headset. I can pay attention.
Yay! I'm happy again!
So, well, David, tell me, when do you expect to get out of daycare?
You know, I was like genuinely amazed by something in daycare one time, and as a kid, you don't have a filter.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I was like, whoa, that's awesome! And they're like, shut up! You're being too loud! I'm like, why are you yelling at me then? You're loud too!
What was the thing that genuinely amazed you?
I want to say it was like one of those like zoo books or whatever.
Oh, with the pop-up?
No, it wasn't a pop-up. It was like it was some kind of thing that showed you the bones and muscles and shit, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, that
when
is
you're like
pretty
five,
fucking
that's
cool.
Fucking mind-blowing.
That is really fucking cool.
It is.
Yeah, and then I got in trouble for it, thus stifling my quest for knowledge another 5 years.
This explains a lot about your kinks and fetishes.
What? I'm toys to have skin, Steve. Wait, that sounds worse somehow.
Boners.
Okay, please continue.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, where were we? They all ran at him, and he went down from the coffin. Coffin. And everyone was hugging, and it was so beautiful to see.
I heard Eggman was laughing at my funeral. What an ass, said Sonic and laughed because he was the most living person ever now.
His favorite album is Daft Punk 1997 Alive. And also, to a lesser extent, the 2007 version, which actually is better.
Alive. His second favorite album is Peter Frampton Comes Alive.
Isn't that a single?
No, it's an album.
All right, well, whatever. I don't listen to beautiful people.
Wow, Sonic, you're alive, said Tails to Sonic. You bet, said Sonic, and high-fived him, which is already after they hugged because they are best friends. But Sonic hugged everyone else, too.
That's
well,
nice.
Sonic, you really are. You are really the fastest. What?
Yep.
Said Knuckles Jr.
You came back to life in 2 days.
Keep reading.
No, they didn't.
Keep reading.
I can't. It's a bad line.
Do it anyway.
Keep reading.
Okay. You came back to life in 2 days. You beat the world record for fastest coming back to life because it took Jesus 3 days.
Wait a minute. Hold on. New record!
Something else they can do with awesome games done quick.
Knuckles Jr. was right. Sonic was the fastest, and it is now proved completely.
Sonic, I missed you. I forgive you, shouted Amy, crying and happy.
Amy cried so much. She was such a loser about emotions.
What?
Amy, I was thinking a lot about you when I was dead. I said Sonic before typical happy girl Amy cut him off in a rude way.
It doesn't matter, Sonic. I want to become true boyfriend and girlfriend with you now.
The way it's written, it looks like RPG jobs.
Yeah, I could dig it. Amy screamed and did holding on Sonic's hand. Sonic looked surprised.
Now? Right now?
Said Sonic with a question voice.
Yeah, right now!
Yelled Amy.
Let them watch. This is true love.
Take me in the pulpit, Sonic.
Right here, behind the vestibule.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
keep the boy.
No, no, they have sex on the organ. That's what they're going to do. And it comes out.
And
then
it's still somehow. Da, 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 da. No, no, it still plays the Beethoven's fifth disco song. Anyway,
let them watch. It's true love.
Then Amy leaped out of her clothing, except her underwears, like a horse jumping out of a plane.
Okay.
And landed in front of Sonic's body, ready for his grand genitals. And Sonic already had all of his clothes off by the time she started to jump, because he is the fastest. Judy.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, sex!
Shouted Sonic, and he finally revealed his penis. His penis in Stan Lee. In Stan Lee.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, don't put your penis in Stan Lee.
Greetings, true believers. I no. Excelsior. His penis in Stanley grew to dangerous levels. He swinged it around and everyone had to duck it or jump over it. Sonic's penis was just the biggest penis anyone ever saw.
It is like the jumping ropes from the Mario Party minigame.
It was like he had the World Trade Center sitting on his balls. His balls are super big, too. Like Bing Bag chairs full of olives.
Full of olives.
Next up is me being refereed by Sean.
Yeah, my measurement, or yes, my measurements were correct, said Sonic's extra deep blue doctor. What?
We changed that word.
His extra deep blue doctor.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, he's like, where do we change?
I remember, yes.
Is your color.
His penis and balls are definitely the biggest available. I ordered them from Amazon.
What? It doesn't say that, Steve.
No, it doesn't. Amy was so filled with sex and arousing that her boobs were rock hard. There are so many things wrong with that sentence.
I mean, maybe she got implants recently. That's fine.
Yeah, but they don't get hard like that.
They shouldn't get hard like that.
For some reason, the way I read it, I just imagined party hard instead of rock hard, so her boobs are Andrew WK.
I would pay good money to see that.
She opened up her legs and she was still wearing a panty, but her vagina was really hard too, like a trap door to the love basement.
Okay. So we finally get the sex scene after all this time, and it turns out he still doesn't have a grasp on how sex is done.
No. We've had a couple of sex scenes already.
And everybody in the chat is now talking about smashing.
Somebody wants
wrong smashing. Sonic did not care, and he shot his incredible penis right into her vagina through her girl clothing, and she felt his love immediately.
Wait, she took her... Oh, no, she still has her underwear on.
Exactly. Yeah. It ripped straight through.
I would really like it if when this happened, it was just Rolling Stone.
His penis was ice cold. And it was so big that it made it up her body and into her mouth, and she could taste it, and it tasted like money and ice cream.
So Bill Clinton?
I wouldn't know.
I love you, screamed Sonic, ramming his penis in and out of her body like a drain cleaner. No, you do not want to fuck somebody like a Roto-Rooter. That is not a good idea.
I've seen plenty of anime porn that starts that way.
We've seen a lot of porn that starts a lot of different ways. In fact, I made a similar comment last night when we were watching Karate Robo Zabogar.
Those were words.
Those words end up making one of the best movies.
Yeah, if you've never seen, if you like tokusatsu films at all, or just Japanese humor cinema in any way, watch Karate Robo Zabogar. It was amazing. Absolutely phenomenal film. Way too much fun.
Is that anything like Robo Geisha?
Yes, but only okay. More Power Rangers than Robo Geisha, and more sexy.
I'm down.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Anyways, where was I? Oh, Jesus, I read ahead.
No!
I love you too, screamed Amy, trying to make words while Sonic's penis rearranged her internal organs.
You're gonna be a real fleshlight, you know that?
Sonic took his penis out and beat her boobies back and forth with it, and she loved it. The second word I read is Pepsi, but it's Sonic's Pensy was so strong that it made her roll back and forth, and by now she was so in love that her vagina was shooting whipped cream.
Wow.
Val, is that how it works?
No.
Okay.
I am a Canadian woman, and...
No, so yours don't shoot whipped cream, yours shoot maple syrup and hockey.
Sure.
No. She does, she's not inbred, no. She doesn't have that maple syrup disease.
God damn it. I don't want Smirnoff ice to come out my nose. It's going to hurt. Anyways.
But no, Steve-O, I am not a hedgehog, okay. So I do not shoot out whipped cream.
And what were you going to say, Dave?
I didn't know that that was an actual thing. Then I met one.
Met a hedgehog?
Yes.
That got whipped out of the vagina?
Yep.
Talking about a squirter?
No.
That's a weird kind of squirt.
That's you know, that would be a good excuse to do cunnilingus if you could do that and then get whippets off the orgasm. Wait for me, shouted Sonic, laughing like a it's spelled phonetically correct, millionaire.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like the hair remover.
Yeah, Sonic did legendary sex moves to Amy, like picking her up with his penis and doing tricks. All right, Dave. Dave, give me a string of Tony Hawk's tricks that he did with his penis.
All right, so it was a kickflip to a 50-50 backside grind to a dark slide to a kickflip pop shove it to a kickflip manual to a reverse manual revert off of a Christ Air into a... donut grab.
Did you make the last one up?
The cops do in THPS3. Just go get your copy of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 for the PS2, because the cop isn't in the PS1 version of the game.
And brushing her teeth with his penis and letting her walk on it like a tightrope walker, but with his penis. He even put Amy and him into his coffin, and he wiggled his penis back and forth in her vagina while in the coffin like a beef slinky?
You know it.
Okay.
Yep. It's a thing now.
Sonic's penis was so big and long and wide.
How big and long was it?
That you could fit families inside of it.
What?
Sonic's penis is habitat for humanity.
Jimmy Cutter gives a thumbs up.
And the thumb just goes directly into Sonic's dick.
A whole family of people can live inside this big penis.
That's a new level of insertion.
If you think you have seen a bigger penis, you have not, because Sonic was in love now. fuck me.
Friday, I'm in love.
Amy's vagina was breathing hard and and reaching out for Sonic's penis. And soon he put it back into her vagina and decided to do a final systems check before taking off into the semen sphere.
Stop dying.
Trying not to. There we go. Sonic grabbed his balls and held them back against his body and ran into Amy with his penis. And his penis immediately flooded her vagina with his fresh and creamy s'mores.
That's right, I ejaculate marshmallow now, girl.
No, it's not marshmallow. It's marshmallow and the chocolate and the graham cracker. And not graham cracker crumble, whole graham crackers unbroken.
Hello, yeast infection!
He shot so much semen into Amy that it was coming out her ears. Eventually, he took his penis out and shot more out, but like bullets. He even shot one into the sky, and that night someone noticed Venus was about 10 feet to the right of where it should have been. That is because Sonic's semen bullet hit it.
Sonic!
Beautiful! Screamed Amy. Marry me! Amy kneeled up from on the ground, holding a big ring like the ones she wore, and held it in front of her face. Sonic looked at it, smiled, and shoved his show-stopping penis right through the ring and into her mouth, and she yelled a passionate sound.
Hold on. Sonic's penis is Shawn Michaels?
Sure.
Which one?
The wrestler, not the other one.
Wait, what's the other one?
The porn star.
Oh, is there a porn star named Shawn Michaels? That's awesome. Yeah,
but they spell Shawn differently.
And Sonic said, I will marry you. Amy drank all of the semen that she could and grew an inch in height from it. Amy's shoes gained two sizes that day. Then Amy took out the real rings that she had, and Sonic and Amy put them on so they could get married. You just had sex, screamed Tails.
And it felt so good.
You just became true boyfriend and girlfriend.
Come on.
Congratulations, yeah. Sonic and Amy. Wow, said Espio. I thought I was a sex professional. I am seeing true love, said Rouge.
Shouted
Rouge. Sorry. Oh, God. I am seeing true love, shouted Rouge. Everyone laughed and cheered as Sonic and Amy finished doing sex and kissed each other's penises and vaginas and balls one more time for good luck.
Then she turned to stone and dust and crumbled away.
I just can't live without Sonic's penis.
Dust Sonic in the dick. Oh, we
That's
are.
That's what happens when you're like 90. All you have is dust in your dick.
Note to self, die before 90. Then they
put... No!
Okay, note to self, die before 900. That better?
Yeah, I mean, duh.
Okay. Well, there. See, this is why our marriage works. We find common ground. Then they put their clothes on that Silver had folded and put in piles for them because he was just a really good, nice guy. All right, so there's only one page left of Sonic. Sean, do you want to read it, or Val, do you want to read it?
No, I can let Sean,
Sean, you're up being refereed by me.
Hey, shouted Knuckles. Thanks, I got my story now. Knuckles waved a bunch of pictures of Sonic and Amy having sex in the high school garden area, and the article that he just wrote attached to it. Cool! I am happy I did help you, said
For
Sonic.
For some reason, that looked wrong, but it sounds right.
Yeah, said Sonic, winking, still feeling like super sex Sonic.
Da 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 da.
Yes, that is wonderful, said a big voice behind them in an important way. Hello, I am the principal of the high school.
Yuji Naka, I created you, Sonic. How does that make you feel?
Oh, existential crisis, bruh.
Daddy!
Wow, the president? Seeing the principal was like seeing a celebrity because he only came out one day every year.
Wait, what president goes to the same school at least once a year?
It's not a president. He's the principal. Okay, he's the principal and the president. That's the reason why he only shows up once a year, is because he's too busy being the president.
I've got to be able to take care of them schools there, Sonic.
Yes, Sonic, you are the best, said the principal.
Yep.
Yes, right,
fuck. The best in sex. The way you nailed Amy there, that was pretty good.
Yeah, he is, said Amy to the principal. He just had sex right here, and he is my true boyfriend now. Wait just a minute, yelled Sonic to the principal.
Maybe you
I may be the best at some things, but everyone here is the best at some things.
That's I right. am the best Being at shooting president. S'mores That's out right. of my dick.
I am That's the best right. at show.
I need you to recognize how best I am at running the country.
David has best ego.
That's right.
Not biggest. It's still average sized, but it is
no,
best.
It's best. biggest ego dick.
Callback from earlier.
Now it has to go into the bumper.
Yeah, he's laughing funny.
Okay, let's go.
Amy is the best at being nice and having emotions. Tails is the best at being smart and flying. Shadow is the best at doing crimes and driving and being dark, but also being nice. So he is the best at being two things at the same time.
Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the tracks.
Espio is the best at jumping and getting teenage women.
No.
They're both teenagers?
At least you didn't say is best at getting and jumping teenage women.
Ryogi is the best at seducing and being in love and a mom.
Okay.
Knuckles is the best at doing high school while still being a baby, and he was the best at fighting before becoming a baby.
So he was best at fighting as a fetus?
That's right.
I'm surprised that WWE customizer doesn't allow you to create a fetus wrestler.
Well, we don't want a baby running the WWE.
Knuckles Jr. is the best at being psychic and being cool while still being a baby. Cream is the best at being happy and kind of smart.
That is not a good thing to put on your epitaph.
Best at being smart. That's me.
No, best at being happy and kind of smart.
Just sort of smart. Not all the way smart like Tails.
Hey, not everybody can be me, the leader of the WWE.
So it's in between a dumb phone and a smartphone, so it's a Palm Pre.
Hey, I had one of those. They were nice.
Were they?
Nah. Get a lot of Bible apps. I'm gonna be real here. If you go to the Palm store for WebOS, they had, like 1,000 fucking Bible apps. And you could also get Monopoly, but it was $15.
Why?
Anyway, that's the end of my story. Back to Obama.
Well, okay, go ahead, Sean.
Silver is the best at acting and being nice and normal and cool. The lunch lady is the best at making people happy and being strong. The deep blue doctor is the best at medical things and Asian abilities.
Wow!
Is this like the part of the program where they're trying to do like the My Little Pony fucking moral of the story or some shit?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Everyone is special.
Everyone is special.
No two people are not on fire.
I'm not on fire except for my wrestling career.
Lights Barack Obama's hair on fire. Oh, God, my hair.
Oh, God, my hair is on fire. Michelle. Put Daddy's hair out.
Sonic's mom is the best at cooking and cleaning. Ms. Lesson is the best at teaching and being the nurse.
I get two paychecks that way.
We make that joke every time.
I know, but it's still funny.
Vector was the best at biting and making people mad, and Charmy was the best at dancing and singing, but now they are dead.
So they're the best at being dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a two-way tie for being dead.
Very tragic.
I am the best at being fast, being moral, relieving others, and most other things.
So wait, he makes others pee?
Yes.
Gross.
Did you ever think about Niagara Falls?
No, I don't spend my time thinking about national landmark.
Hey, give me a P.
R.
Give me a P.
S.
Go, go, go.
Give you an X, a Z, and half of an E.
All right.
So a C.
Well, no, it could also be just a weird half circle. Don't have a little tail on it.
Or the in-between where it looks like a broken fork.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, said everyone else together to save time, patting each other on the backs and laughing and smiling and cheering because they were all the best in some way. I guess this is true.
That is true.
Fuck.
That is true.
I'm addicted to you.
I'm addicted to you.
I guess that is true, said the principal. I really want to thank you, though, Sonic. You really have the best morals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone needs to learn from... What, Judy?
No, you really have the best morals. And I'm like, just settle the fuck down, okay?
You have the best morals, what with how you've desecrated our sacred church.
You became a ninja, and for some reason that means you got the best morals.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Just be Judy.
Part cheesy.
I would like some cheese.
Everyone needs to learn from you about what high school is really all about. It's not about drama and being mean and being crazy and getting mad or sad or making other people mad and sad. High school is about falling in love and getting married and maybe having kids.
No, it's what? Fucking not!
No.
It's about getting good grades and not getting beat by your parents.
What the hell? Sorry.
I mean, we're all thinking of Judy, don't worry.
You can try to get laid by your girlfriend, but that don't mean it's going to happen.
Thank you, Sonic, for showing everyone this. Also, Canuckleys, I am very impressed with your story, even though you are just a baby.
I'm just a stupid baby.
And you passed this year of high school, and you do not have to go back to the start and pay thousands of dollars in fees and charges.
That's how they get you in high school, is with all the hidden fees.
Well, I mean, what with the voucher system and all... Sorry.
Topical.
Canuckleys cheered and hoorayed like a baby, and the principal shook Sonic's hand and could not help but look at how big Sonic's penis was, even still when this was not out. God, it was still not out.
Makes my presidential penis look a little bit small.
Hey! Said Tails to Sonic. Listen! And everyone. Today is the last day of school! It is summer now! Yeah, great, cool. Fuck.
You had three words.
He tried. He tried.
And failed miserably.
I did, and I took a drink. Yeah, cool, great. Shouted everyone together at the same time. Good, said the principal to everyone, and then to Sonic. Now I can do what I want to do, and that is rename high school in your...
Honor.
Honor.
That's right. Here it comes.
The whole... big group of everyone laughed and smiled and walked away toward the sun, ready to go have a summer before they would have to return to the new Sonic High School!
So that's why they call it that.
The end! There's notes!
Stop! No. You know what? I understand that this is bringing back some trauma from when you went through high school, Sean, but you don't need to be so mad at us.
I'm not being mad, I'm just being loud.
I was upset when the president came to my high school, too.
I never had the president come to my high school.
I'm glad.
You don't have a president, you have a prime minister.
That was the joke. Wow, I am so sad, but kind of filled with relief that this is the end of Sonic High School!
Do you just have, like, a tin can of empty SpaghettiOs right next to you that you scream into when you have all caps?
Yeah, of course.
You don't?
No, I was using, what was it,
Ravioli?
No, was it Progressive?
Ravioli, give me what I deserve, Ioli.
Suddenly, David gets a 9-foot-long whale penis.
Whoa! I don't think Judy would enjoy that, so I'm not.
I cannot accommodate that.
Not in the dorks.
You don't need to accommodate it. Just get it some clothes. You know, maybe a meal or two. It'll just do its thing.
I got sad at the end, and I want to make sure it came out just right. I hope you all enjoyed the story as much as I. As it was that I did writing this story. If you have any ideas for another shorter fan fiction you want me to do, send it to me in a message, and maybe I can do it in the future, but I will need to take a break for now.
But I need...
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm doing my job, Val.
Okay. For once.
Is this payback for the 4 seasons that I gave you shit?
Just
say yes.
A tiny bit?
Okay, good. Hold on. Let me go back and see where that whale penis order is.
What, if you want to send it to me?
I'm sending it to all of us.
If you just want to talk, you can send me a message, because it will send me an email that you sent me a message, so I will always know where you are. Please tell all your friends about this story and spread it on the internet so everyone reads it and it becomes even more of a worldwide pheromone.
Pheromone?
Yeah. Thank you. And we're done.
All right. I just want to point out that... David, my best friend and confidant, there is a product on Bad Dragon called David's Muzzle.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a werewolf mouth, I know.
It's but did or you like model for this or what?
No. It's just a coincidence.
Yeah, mine was the David's penis, so, you know, go with that.
Is there a David's penis?
Yeah, sure is.
Hold on. No, I didn't want a favorite.
Too bad you're favoriting my penis.
I see David, David's muzzle, and David's sheath.
There you go. That's it.
Okay. David's sheath adds length and girth to the penis while giving you the opportunity to live out your wildest fantasies during anal, vaginal, or oral play.
Yeah, damn right.
Switch to 3D. I want to see what my best friend's penis looks like in 3D. Oh, God. Why do I feel like this is a rejected Mega Buster add-on?
Well, okay. So that's strictly for the adventurous types. So if you want that, we can help.
I can make it spin! Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun doing this. That's Sonic Meat High spin? School, everybody!
Yay. Meat spin?
Yes, well, David spin, technically. We still have another hour and 10 minutes. So, next up is Val being refereed by David, and you're gonna be reading Velma's Big Dick.
Well, we're doing this one again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to.
We don't got to.
Yes, we do. Anyways, David, are you ready to ref?
Yeah, give me the fucking link.
It's in there.
It's
you want me to send it to staff?
I just have Sonic humor. Now it is. Okay. All right.
Anyways, while you guys do that, I need to go relieve myself in the best Sonic fashion.
Which means I don't have to actually do anything.
Fuck you! Yes, you do!
Yes, Scout. We did read this before on OCAD, I think?
Yeah, it was OCAD. It was season zero, but it got erased because of baked-in music.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch like this that we have to reread. And yes, this one goes places.
Yeah.
All right. Velma's Big Dick, in parenthesis, by Squall. Original URL... Missing! The mystery machine chug its way along the road, going from one place to another. As they passed by a decrepit old manor, a squeal could be heard from the van and it just stopped. Fred got out and looked at the engine, then started shaking his head. We have to go back to that house and see if we can get some help. Shaggy and Scooby-Doo got scared and said they'd stay with the van. Velma and Daffin grabbed them and they started walking down the road to the house. They reached the house and saw a light in one of the upper windows. Friend knocked on the door and it opened slowly, inviting them in. As they crowded in the main entrance, they saw a lovely foyer and some doors leading off to various unknown places.
When you're French and you say foyer, it's foyer!
that's what I tried to say! That's what I'm trying to say! In French, it's foyer! Foyer! Foyer!
Well, we say it the same way in English.
Foyer!
Foyer! And,
yes. Yeah, but the Y is fucked up. Why do you have to fuck it up?
Is it still oy?
Yay!
Yes, it's oyay!
Oyay!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yay!
It lit up for just a second and as some weird light flashed and they saw how it used to be. Okay guys, let's split up and try to find someone. Daphne, you and Velma are together. They went off different ways. Fred's team to the left, Daphne and Velma to the right. As soon as they got out of sight of the others, Daphne and Velma kissed. Oh god, it's been so long since... With? Yes, with. Being alone together, they both moan. Velma stuck her hand underneath Daphne's, or Daphnis?
No, stupid, it's Daphne's.
Daft yeah, Punk. Daphne's. Yes, stupid purple skirt and stuck a finger into her vagina. She was already really wet, so she kept sticking fingers in until her whole hand was in there.
Ah!
Oh God, Daphne moaned and as she came all over Velma's end.
Velma's.
Yeah, Velma's. Velma dropped her knees and pulled Daphne's panties down to between her knees. Daphne braced herself against the door as Velma put her mouth to Daphne's cunt and began licking, sucking, and tonguing.
Tonguing.
Yes. Daphne was brought to orgasm quickly, and multiple orgasms struck her as she came into Velma's mouth.
Well, bam.
Yeah. Velma swallowed as much as she could, but some still dropped onto the floor. After Daphne was done orgasming, she was weak in the knees and Velma stood back up and held her. They kissed again, Daphne sucking her own fluids off Velma's face. Come on, we need to explore, Velma said. All right, let me get my strength back, Daphne replied. They stood there for a moment, looking around at the room they were in. It was a study and bookshelves lined the walls. Velma said, I like this place. She walked along the bookshelves, reading some of the titles aloud. Fucking my sisters, impregnating my aunt and her daughters, my lactating sluts, and various other titles were on the bookshelves.
That is not approved summer reading for high school! Not even in Sonic High School!
You don't know that.
What about Metroid High School?
I never went to high school.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say you never went to Sonic High School, but I like your joke better. Velma began to get turned on by the erotic titles. Daphne grabbed her and said they should go to another room and keep exploring. Velma shook her head and sadly followed Daphne out of the city. But they didn't notice the cat. They went through the west... Yes.
No!
They went through the west door into the next room. Asterix. Fred, Shaggy, and Scooby were in the south end of the mansion exploring. They went through various rooms until Fred found a locked door. Not a locker door. Let's go in here, he said. Shaggy and Scooby cringed in fear. There's a reason doors are locked, Fred. Let's go somewhere else, Shaggy said, and Scooby nodded in agreement. Come on, you chickens. Fred grabbed the, and they all ran at the door. The door was not opened by the force of their momentum. They fell into the room, and the door shut behind them.
Okay, next up is me being refereed by who? Oh, no, next up is David being refereed by Val.
I thought I was last and first.
Yes, you are, because you're first in my heart, but last in my butt.
Last to finish, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a generous lover.
You're the cream de resistance.
Right, you're about to get the cream of resistance.
No, please don't. I don't have enough pressure in my butt for that kind of resistance.
All right. What's going on, someone said as the room descended into blackness.
You didn't say it right, Dave.
What?
What's
going on?
Thank you.
Someone said as the room descended into blackness. A weird smell began invading their nostrils, and they smelled enough that it made them collapse onto the floor unconsciously.
See, that's how unconscious is supposed to be smelled.
Yep.
Daphne and Velma kept exploring the house and found the stairs to the second floor. The light was up there, up here. Daphne commented dumbly. Ugh.
Yes, very dumbly. Duh.
Was that the booze or the words that did it to you?
It was a cumbersome sentence, and I didn't like it.
Gotcha.
They searched room after room.
No, you skipped a line.
Oh, shit, I did. Sure did. She went up the stairs and Velma followed, looking up Daphne's skirt and getting hornier by the second. They searched room after room, but no trace of the light was in any of them. In one of the rooms, Velma had enough. She trapped Daphne against the wall and held her huskily.
Told her huskily.
Yeah, shit.
Shut up. Wow.
And told her huskily. My
life. Yeah, there's a doggo bothering me.
I thought you said wake me up and dog for a second.
Wake me up before you go, no?
Steve-O, can you huskily, take her out?
Yeah,
I told her huskily,
make me care.
Daphne stuck her hand down Velma's panties and penetrated with her with fingers. Velma gasped as her clamped down onto Daphne's hand. and tried to pull her in farther. Hey now, none of that. Daphne warned, pulling her hand down enough to get away from the sucking motion.
That almost yeah, works.
Sucking, we'll go with that. That's fine. Velma pulled her panties down and let Daphne finger her to orgasm. When she came, her cum sprayed onto the floor underneath her. She collapsed against Daphne and kissed her forcefully. Then the wall fell out from behind them and they fell into blackness. When Fred awoke, and no, he was Sonic. They fell into Sonic. Ooh.
Hey, that's my butt.
I'd touch it.
Grats.
When Fred awoke, he felt a strange tingling between his legs and saw lights were on. He looked over at Shaggy and Scooby, who were getting up slowly and carefully. Fred took in his surroundings as he rose to his feet, statues along the wall of various sexual acts being performed. Let's get out of here, Fred said. Shaggy and Scooby nodded their head and followed him out of the room. The next room had food set up on the table. Shaggy and Scooby were about to dash and dine, but Fred grabbed them quickly. He said, don't eat that. We don't know if it's safe or not. A voice came from around them saying the food was safe. A man entered the room and said,
welcome to my home.
Welcome to your doom.
Welcome to die.
We need help with our van, Fred said.
That can wait till morning, the man said. Until then, enjoy my hospitality.
No, it's not ality because it's...
Yes, it is.
Hospitality. Sit and eat. You're hungry, right?
Shaggy and Scooby descended on the food, and Fred took a few bites.
What's
your name, sir? Fred asked.
I'm Professor E. And you young fellows are?
I'm Fred, and this is Shaggy and Scooby. We also have two girls with us who are Daphne and Velma.
Oh, interesting, the prof said. When you're done eating, let me show you around.
Most of the food was gone by this time, and Shaggy and Scooby were finishing up. Fred grabbed a couple more bites, then they left, following the professor. He took them back into the statue room.
I appreciate art, he said, gesturing to the statues. When you boys forced your way in here, gas was pumped into the room, and now you have womanly parts on your body.
They felt down their bodies and discovered they had and their breasts.
There's no. You're allowed to say vaginas.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are allowed to say vaginas.
What's wrong with the word vagina?
I'm immature and can't handle it.
Yes, you vagina.
Can. Ah, no, my ears.
Suddenly, Judy whipped out her hellacious vagina and rubbed it all over David's earlobes. I can understand your objection to the word pussy or cunt if you really want to, but vagina is the technical medical term. You are 100% allowed to say it.
The technical medical term is bajingo.
No.
Never and say that to a woman if you would like to have relations with her. Just say
it. Vaginal cavity.
Wife.
How's that?
Wife, dearest wife, would you like me to put my combo in your bajingo?
If you're going to put your combo inside her, I hope it's one of the pepperoni pizza flavors.
No. We do it right. We do cracker salsa, sir.
Yeah.
That's the best flavor of combo. Fuck you.
It sounds bloody.
No. Cracker salsa is a really good flavor of combos. Well, Steve says I'm going to put my combo inside of you, so it's the cracker salsa flavor. Well, it's not actual food. This is more of a poet simile of how my penis is comparative to the best flavor of combos.
You paid him 2 cents, your put?
Again, it can be the best, and it can also taste like combos. It's still average.
Man, fuck you. My dick is amazing. Their breasts were expanding.
No. They felt down their bodies.
I know. I said that.
You didn't finish the sentence.
I did. I said they felt down their bodies and discovered they had bajingos, and their breasts were expanding pleasantly.
God damn.
You all have the organs that go with them also.
Fred, Shaggy, and Scooby were incredulous and began getting angry. What did you do to us? Fred asked loudly.
Do this.
This is why you shouldn't go into strange people's houses,
the professor replied, and then vanished in a puff of smoke.
Smoke bomb!
And just like in Kung Pao, he's still just kind of standing there after the fact.
And he just fucking walks off stage left.
Yep. All right, next up is me being refereed by Sean. First, a little drinky poo.
You've got to drink and then drink and then drink some more.
Enjoy my house of sexual horrors, Kakarot.
What? You tell him, Brian Drummond.
Came his voice from all around them. The room went black again, and they felt like they were falling. Asterix, oof. Daphne let out a gasp as Velma landed on her, dispelling air from Daphne's lungs. They got up and could see some of the room by the light of the hidden door. The door closed, and they were trapped in darkness. They began smelling something pleasant but tangy. Ooh, I hope it is sweet and sour tang. Chicken. Tang is disgusting.
True story, my mom, before scented products were a thing, my mom used to mop the floors with a mix of bleach, hot water, bleach, hot water, and a bit of tang to add that citrony smell.
Well, that's the only legitimate use for tang I can think of, to be completely honest. The door closed, and they were trapped in darkness and began smelling something pleasant but tangy. Find a light, Velma, Daphne said. She felt around the walls and found a switch. She switched it, and the smell increased. Her body began to feel strange. The smell entranced her. She flipped the switch a few more times, increasing the smell exponentially. The lights came on, and a voice started speaking. Look at what you've... Because there's no apostrophe. Also, who's eating something out of a bag?
I'm trying to open the thing of Ritz.
Ritz is better than club. No hesitation.
All right. So, Steve, yeah. I agree with you.
Yes.
To a point.
Uh-huh.
Because the garlic butter club is fucking amazing.
Yeah, but we're talking about the plane.
Oh, yeah. If we go on plane, then yeah, every day of the fucking week, Ritz is better.
Okay, good. Look at what you've done now. Daphne saw Velma laying below a switch twitching. Then her body began to feel odd. In both of them, the feeling centered just above their vagina. See, Dave, it's not that hard.
Can't say that word on television, Steve.
We're not on television, we're on a podcast.
Vagina!
You know what a podcast is? Television. Radio.
It's radio. It's neither.
Gets results, radio, radio, gets results.
Then penises
begin. Radio.
David, this is where you start to jack off. Then penises begin to grow out of their bodies, pushing their
all
skirts
right,
out.
Finally.
Hashtag penis growth, hashtag it's a living. Pushing their skirts out of the way as they grew bigger. As Daphne wasn't that near to the source, she tapped out at a good 8 inches.
Respectable.
She did watch as Velma's cock nosed from under the skirt and expanded along the floor. A good 20 inches later, it stopped.
All right, first off, 8 inches is actually, like, well...
Too big.
Well above average.
Too big.
Yeah.
Like, average is, like, 5 1/4.
20 inches is lawn hose territory.
No,
like,
if you 20 talk...
20 inches? No, that's like, that's Lexington Steel... Like when he's fucking someone who's really he wanted to fuck.
I don't remember yeah, these things.
Penis do you know?
The largest penis that I know, that I'm aware of, is 9 inches.
Like, is that direct aware or is that just
direct aware? Yes.
Is it Ducks? Because Ducks is pretty big.
I'm not telling you whose it is.
You can't just say who it is and then not say who it is.
That's kind of private.
No, Doug is very, very in your face
so
about his penis.
Hopefully he's not directly in your face with his penis.
He might be.
I'll show you a picture off of his phone.
That's not that bad.
All right, can I continue now?
No. I was like, damn, dude, that's pretty great.
Velma stood up with her monster cock and an evil glint in her eyes. She stalked over to Daphne and pushed her down, ripping Daphne's panties off and kneeling between her legs. Parentheses note, it's hard to write erotica without getting an erection. End parentheses. No! Daphne shouted as Velma forced her cock into Daphne's virgin vagina, tearing her
hymen. Say that
hymen.
A few more times.
Hmm?
Say that a few more times.
Vagina!
No, virgin Virgin vagina.
Virgin vagina. Virgin vagina. Can I continue now?
About Virgin Airways, sure.
Tearing her hymen, parentheses, also Val's container of Ritz, and parentheses, and penetrating the cervix.
Oh. Crazy. How do you penetrate a cervix? Don't.
No, you're not supposed to. It's not supposed to go that far. Velma thrust a few times, then a final thrust, and she came. Man, this author's pretty stingy on the actual erotica.
Well, you don't need it. You just need the four thrusts, and you're done. If you're doing anything more, then you're working too hard.
I mean, I at least go to double digits. Triple if I'm having a good day.
Well, no, I was reading this article about apparently some comedian on YouTube decided to do a video about a new model of Real Doll that came out. Right? And the article was discussing the kind of person who would prefer a Real Doll over a woman, stating that it would be the kind of person who is ill-equipped to actually try to please a woman, and they are just very stingy when it comes to the lovemaking.
Lazy.
Yes, lazy is a good word for it.
All right. I can neither confirm nor deny whether or not seven thrusts is enough for me.
Well, but- okay, maybe enough for you, but... Sir, better step up your game, PlayStation.
No. If Steve only needed seven, if he didn't go into double digits, he would get my wrath.
Well, I mean, to be fair, my philosophy on thrusting amount is just like the Twix slogan, two for me, none for you. And then she came, filling Daphne's womb with a very active and dangerous sperm and also causing her belly to swell. As she came into Daphne, Daphne orgasmed too, and her cock spurted a little into the air. Velma caught some of it in her mouth and hand. She lifted her shirt up and rubbed it into her breasts, feeling her breasts and nipples expand as she rubbed it in. That's not how semen works.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, if Sonic's dick, like Sonic's sperm, can make you grow an inch.
Sonic's dick acted like a water ballast during the floods in Hurricane Katrina. Oh, I'm so going to hell if it exists. The cum as C-O-M-E, she swallowed, expanded her belly a little bit so it looked like she was a little pregnant. Not a lot, just a little pregnant.
Just a couple weeks.
Called Velma's big dick.
Velma pulled out her penis, and it came out with a loud... A little sperm spilled out of Daphne's cunt, and Velma sucked it up and pushed the cock into Daphne's face to lick the rest of the sperm off her head. This is what you get for trespassing, the voice said. Now you're stuck in my house of sexual hearts. Didn't he already say that?
Yeah. He said it to the others.
Oh. Yeah, he said it to the guys.
The girls just grinned at each other. So he gave them both penises and made them both enjoy sex, and this is considered sexual
harm? No, they already enjoyed sex.
Okay, then I'm confused as to what the punishment is.
They gave them huge cocks.
Yeah.
That's a punishment?
Well, it is in some circles. A lot of Mennonites think that a giant penis is a sign from the devil that says you're ill-equipped for working the land.
Unless you want to just split your dick in three and use it as a hoe.
You just drag it in the ground, then someone will follow behind and planting seeds.
Yep. Along with your seeds.
There you go. The girls just grinned at each other and stripped their clothes off. He doesn't know what he's messing with, or Hess messing... It doesn't say. He doesn't know who Hess messing with.
You said... Why? You said why?
No.
Yes?
No. The girls...
Yes, you said why?
The girls just grinned at each other and stripped their clothes off. He doesn't know who Hess messing with. That's what I said.
Yes. No, at first you said he doesn't know why.
Sean is reffing me! Are you Sean now?
Yes. I'm Canadian.
All Canadians are the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not! Every
Canadian is Peter Jennings.
And Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Peter Jennings.
Two sexy men.
Two sexy men get in a boxing ring together. They whip out their gargantuan penises. Justin Trudeau, head 8 inches. Who was the one you said, Dave? Peter Jennings?
Peter Jennings, yes.
Peter Jennings rolled his out on a garden hose roller at a full 20 inches.
God damn, Peter Jennings. But I didn't know that you were going to be able to do all that.
No wonder he was always sitting down.
Everything's bigger up north because it's colder. The girls whispered to each other at the same time. They got up and Velma hefted her cock into her hand, holding it like a gun. Boom! Boom! Headshot! Daphne joked, and both of the girls laughed. None of us did, though, because it wasn't funny. They began carefully searching the walls for another hidden door, ignoring the door leading out of the room. Velma found the one they had come in, but there was not another one. They sighed and opened the door, Velma giving Daphne cover with her cock. It's the best TF2 weapon, Velma's cock. They stepped out into what looked like a corridor lined with doors. Parentheses note, remember the chase scenes, end parentheses. They huddled and thought through a plan of what they were going to do. Next up is Sean being refereed by me.
Asterisk. Fred, Jaggy, and Scooby landed in some fluid. The smell was atrocious?
Yep.
Okay. Not well, spelled correctly,
it's,
but...
Yeah, it's not quite that, but it's still...
Atrocious, as it was a trash compactor.
Why did you just do a Harry Potter spell?
I don't know.
Atrocious! Sure. Suddenly Hermione started... grew a 20-inch long penis.
That's what Ron was interested in. The wall started moving in slowly, and something was moving under the water. The wall stopped, and the creature pulled itself from the water. Fred, Shaggy, and Scooby ran up to the exit, away from the creature. They began pounding on the door until the creature grabbed all three of them. It tore Fred's and Shaggy's shirts off, revealing their expanding breasts. By this time, they were B-cups.
And also coated with the Colonel's special recipe of spices.
It's like that Shibari chicken I posted earlier.
Yes! I love it!
Scooby also gained some large...
No, it's Scooby.
Oh, god damn it.
Skokoby.
Sokobi.
The studio.
Also gained some large nipples under his belly. The creature attached suckers to all of their nipples and began suckling. All three of them gasped in surprise as they began lactating and expelling the milk was arousing them.
That was English and in no way, shape, or form not English.
Yeah.
Lactating, it takes a bit of... You
Are
know,
you telling me that you don't have just a whole bunch of women at like the... Or men... Women or men at the grocery store just filling a whole bunch of gallon jugs of milk that way?
No. Like, if I press my square boobs, no milk is coming out of them. It takes...
I've seen some anime porn that starts that way, Steve.
I'm sure you have. Of course. I'm sure we all have.
That's a very mild way to start porn.
Indeed.
Yeah. When the creature got its fill, it let go of the three of them, pulling their nipples out so that they resembled penises. Ouch. It put them back by the door and took off. The wall started closing in again. R2, get us out of here! Luke yelled into his communicator.
Shut down all the fooders on the trash compactor level! Shut down all the fooders on the trash compactor level! Oh god, it's huge!
Fred and Shaggy started pounding on the door again as Scooby tried to stop the walls from moving. When the walls were really close, the door opened and Fred and Shaggy fell onto Daphne and Velma.
Thunk.
Scooby made it out just as the walls closed together. He held up his tail, which was missing a few hairs. They all got up and stared at each other. What happened to you?
I don't know who's asking, so I can't figure it out.
No. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure they are staring at each other because they're pretty much naked. All of them.
Can you say naked more erotically?
Naked!
That's the opposite of erotic.
They were in the corridor with all the doors. Velma and Daphne had passed by and heard the noise that sounded like their friends. They opened the door and Fred and Shaggy had fallen onto them. Thank you for explaining what happened earlier in the paragraph.
You're welcome!
They explained what happened. They explained what happened to each of them up to that point. Fred took the lead again and said that they needed to find a safe room to spend the night. They started going down the corridor. Carefully opening doors. They kept opening doors that would lead to obviously unsafe places until they reached one with two comfortable beds. This looks safe, Fred decided. He grabbed a bed and pulled Shaggy to it so that the girls could have the other bed.
What do you think you're doing?
Velma and Daphne asked the boys. We're going to get some sleep, Fred said.
We don't think so,
the girl said as their penises and nipples became erect. They forced the boys' clothes off, and Velma slammed her huge cock into Fred's small pussy, stretching it and breaking the hymen.
Ow!
Everyone is a virgin.
Mm-hmm. What? Well, the boys would be with their vaginas, yeah.
Yeah.
Insert pictures of, was it Buck Angel here?
Daphne Velma huffed. Fuck me. Daphne came up behind Velma as she was pumping into Fred and penetrated her, taking her hymen again, apparently.
I got it. And she took her hymen and ran away.
Got your hymen. Got your hymen. They marched.
They marched. Yeah.
Homer.
They marched. As they were. Jesus Christ.
Isn't that how it works?
Homer, we can't be doing that, Homer.
We merged.
Suddenly, Marge penetrated Homer.
Okay.
Marge, don't do that, Marge.
You were
asking for it, homie.
No, it wasn't. Marge, you didn't do that, Marge.
This is a better story than what you're
saying. I was asking for a donut. I was not asking for you to go nut.
They matched rhythms as they were thrusting into each other.
Up, bring up the mashup panel.
Alright, well, damn it, that's not the Beautiful People. Shaggy just rolled over and groaned, and Scooby put his paws over his eyes. Daphne grabbed Shaggy and said, "No, you don't. Fuck me. I want my hole filled, too."
He took out his Krispy Kreme filling utility and filled Shaggy's hole.
I gotta get that Krispy Kreme.
She stroked his cock into erectness, and he thrust it to her from behind, matching rhythms. Velma moaned louder and louder, and the others caught the hint.
Oh. All right, everybody moan.
Ow, ow. Quit it. Stop poking me.
They began stroking and moving faster and faster until they all came at once.
Kaboom.
Velma flooding Fred's womb with even more than she deposited into Daphne. Daphne spurted into Velma, increasing her bust size, and Shaggy ejected his sperm into Daphne.
That's what happens, babe. Don't.
Wait. What? So when there's an ejaculation, the
everything increases in size.
Various body parts increase in size. For example, somebody ejaculated on my foot. My big toe grew to 7 feet.
Whoa. It's like David Cronenberg meets Russ Meyers.
Oh my goodness. What happens if a guy jerks in his hand?
His hand gets huge like that one guy from The Simpsons.
Pretty sure that there is an NBA Jam cheat code that accommodates that.
Big head mode, not big hand mode.
It's DK mode.
Why don't we ever play NBA Jam, Steve?
Because we live like 800 miles apart.
All right, you keep playing that excuse every time.
Yeah, well, let's sit down and get RetroArch working at some point, okay?
All right, I guess so.
And Shaggy ejected his sperm into Daphne, and her clit increased in size.
Two sizes that day. Again with the fucking Grinch reference. All right, next up is Valerie being refereed by David, and I don't want to do a third round, so this will be the last one for the night.
No, we're almost done.
Yay!
All right, fine. The last page will be read by Judy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes. Come on, Judy. Come on.
Take one for the team.
I have to sit where you're sitting, though.
That's okay.
That's fine. But as soon as David's done reffing, you can do that.
Yep. Hooray. Bunny's a cast member, finally.
Hooray! It only took 5 fucking seasons!
Yo, don't be Bogart, my wife.
No, I'm just... it makes me happy that we're finally reaching fruition.
Oh, hello, I'll reach fruition when you used to.
As long as it involves fruit snacks.
Dude, it involves fruit roll-ups, fruit snacks, fruit gushers.
Oh, fruit gushers were better than fruit roll-ups.
It's all of them, Steve.
Oh,
it's you don't have to choose
types of fruit snacks. All right, Val, please start reading.
Fred spurred it into the air and onto his breast, which caused milk to come pouring out of them. Velma pulled her semi-soft erection from Fred and said that she could have been rougher. cum started to leak out of his vagina, so she took her penis and shoved the cum back in, her penis making a barrier so no one would leak out. She turned to Shaggy, and Daphne's penis fell out of her as Shaggy's fell out of Daphne's.
Is Shaggis a type of haggis that's like special?
It's got marijuana in it.
That's the only difference. It's fucking boiled sheep's stomach and all that other crap, but yep. It's just got weed in it. That's the only way you can enjoy that food.
Now it's your turn, Velma told Shaggy, and her penis got fully erect again, and Bob ran into his face. Ew.
I agree, bottle.
No, apostrophe. Yeah. Ew, be careful with you because I like you. She forced the head of her penis in between his legs, and she caressed his vagina with it. She slowly penetrated him, and her cock raised his to her eye level. Her penis slowly tore through his hymen, and he felt a little pain, then a lot of pleasure. He was moaning and didn't notice Fred or Daphne come up behind him. Velma's cock forced its way through the cervix as he took more of it in. He finally bottomed out with a 20-inch penis and looked Velma in the eye. I love you, he said. You won't after this, she replied with a smirk. Fred and Daphne forced their penises up Shaggy's vagina, and he howled in pain as he was really stretched. Well, make this fast, Velma said and kissed him. She allowed Fred and Daphne's penises access to the cervix, and they jerked and shut their loads into it. Velma's penis pulled the semen up into the cervix. Then she came mixing her sperm with Daphne's and Fred's, but her sperm was more dangerous and powerful. It spurted into the fallopian tubes and dragged out a lot of eggs into the cervix, letting a few of Fred's and Daphne's sperm penetrate the eggs.
I have to stop the entire show real quick. Sean, tell them what you've done. What are you talking about? John, tell them what you've done.
What are you talking about, David?
John.
David.
Don't make me come up there.
What have you done?
You should come up here.
Hey, Steve, why don't you just go check the Friday Night Fanfiction Facebook page real quick?
Or the Twitter.
Something eat. That's about as vague as I can without telling everybody what I saw.
You don't go to Facebook and post something that says, don't tell the other host what I've done, if you expect the host to not know what you've done. No, Logan's going to be the one that's upset. I don't know why David's upset. That's being upset by proxy. Anyways, this plays great for an audio medium. Please continue.
Velma's sperm impregnated. Yeah, that's okay. The rest of the eggs drawn out, multiple sperm entering into each egg. Velma's penis finally went soft and she pulled it out, letting the eggs come down and embed into the vaginal walls. Phew, she sighed. I've came in everyone. No, you didn't, the other stated.
It's like a score sheet. How many people have I come in?
What? Velma surprisingly said as the others forced her onto the bed and stuffed her cock into herself along with theirs. Because that's a thing that can happen. Apparently. They came quickly and filled her with sperm, her sperm dragging eggs out and getting them impregnated. Everybody pulled out and they jerked their cocks and nipples into the air, spewing copious amount of cum and milk all over each other.
Everybody was also kung fu fighting.
Yeah, they all finally fell. They all finally fell asleep, cuddling each other in the fluids. A Strix. Bless you.
Thank you.
The next morning, everyone woke up to see their parts had grown during the night. Velma's clit was now as long as her penis. Her penis could now behave like a tentacle. And her breasts were massive with fuckable nipples, which now leak milk when tweaked. The author Kent Matt, by the way. Daphne had gained 3 inches of cock for 10 total. It should be 11.
Yeah, her clit got, that's how math works.
Yeah, her clit got really hard and could expel milk or cum. Her boobs increased in size, and her nipples were long enough to penetrate and when engorged, produced milk. Fred's cock got a little bigger, breast size increased, milk production increased massively so that he was constantly leaking milk and gained multiple nipple tentacles.
That escalated incredibly quickly.
Yeah. It's not done, but I'm done. Last page.
Yep, Judy, you're up.
Oh, God damn it. Okay.
All right, I'm standing up here. The chair is yours, Viv.
So how does this work again? I gotta read this shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
You can do it. We believe in you.
Do you want a refresh on your alcohol?
I'll just drink some of yours.
Okay. That works out, I guess.
So I start at the page, this top of this right here?
Yes, start with Shaggy.
Yeah. Okay. Shaggy gained another cock. His clit became the size...
No.
Wait, his clit became the size as the penis... What?
Has to be
the same size.
Same size as the penises. His breasts gained a little bit of size, and he could come out of any of the holes with great force. All four of them were impregnated by all four of them. Due to all the sperm released, they got up finally, looking themselves over and each other's changes. Let's get out of here and try to fix the van. There's no quotes.
There's not. Not a single one had quotes.
Okay. Anyway, they left the room, and the next door they opened was a bedroom with morning sun shining through and a beautiful girl lying naked on the bed.
I know.
The other door into the room opened, and the doctor stood there. No, he cried. Leave her alone. Velma's tentacle cock grabbed her and pulled her close to them. They will leave her alone if you change us back and let us go and fix our van.
So real fast to interrupt, David, I couldn't find pictures of the candy sushi, but I did find pictures of the biggest pizza we've ever eaten.
The biggest what?
Pizza. Take a look.
Okay. No, Dan. I want to see this. Everybody put the show on hold for a second. That's a big fucking pizza.
Okay, show no longer on hold.
Show longer on hold.
We want some food, too, Shaggy and Scooby said, with drool hanging from their mouths.
Wait, what did they say?
We want some food,
Why?
Too.
We want some food, too.
Very good. All right, follow me, the prof said. They walk through the house safely. Velma's tentacle Stop, you're distracting. Velma's tentacle cock holding on to the girl. What? It's prehensile?
Yes, tentacle cock. That's
it has a mind of its own.
It wants to touch the booty at all times.
Oh, I see where it picked her up. Okay. They got some food and ate well, then followed the professor to his lab. He gave them a device that wouldn't change them back. It would make them look like their original selves. But wait, what?
Oh.
How does something not change them back, but turn them back
to
their original
self? It's a magical device that only lets them use their tentacle dick when they want.
Look, don't think about it.
Okay. The van was fixed last night and is sitting outside the front door running. They went to the front door and all of them penetrated the girl quickly and at the same time, distending her vagina and destroying her hymen.
Again?
This is a new girl. Was there another girl? I wasn't paying attention.
There's Daphne and Velma.
And now there's a third girl.
Shooting their sperm deep inside where they flew off with the fallopian tubes, pregnating every egg she had.
Oh, that's gonna cause her to explode!
That's not how eggs and females work.
Look, just don't think about it.
She was thrown at the professor and they took off quickly, but Nuon noticed the cat. Nine months later, after a lot of adventures and meeting famous people and sex, lots of it in parentheses.
Like Wilt Chamberlain and the Harlem Globetrotters.
They were ready to give birth. They all crowded in back as they couldn't go to a hospital.
No one would believe this past story.
They began going into labor, waters and other fluids coating the floor of the van. This is gross.
There goes the resale value on that van.
Dude, why not go to the hospital? The back door
swung
open and the cat that had been following them was transformed into a hot girl with multiple tentacle cocks.
Alright.
She forced a tentacle cock into each of them and began sucking the babies out.
Gross.
Why?
Them because being why not?
Small sacks traveling down her tentacles and into her sack, making it bigger with each one. Scooby tried to stop her, but one of the tentacles slapped him into unconsciousness.
Don't you dare stop me!
When she finished swallowing all the babies, her tentacles engorged and enlarged and forced themselves over the head of each of them. I'm trying to...
You want some of this? It might help.
David whips out his penis.
Sucking them into her, pulling them through the tentacles when they reached her body, ending up in an enclosed space. She just absorbed them into her, killing them. Aw, that's not fun.
That's not a good prize.
Don't kill babies. Killing them and putting an end to their travels. She also swallowed the van. Asterisk.
What?
Asterisk. Note. This is why we can't have nice things. We get bad cartoons nowadays. Nothing compares to the oldies.
I disagree. Most of those old cartoons are garbage.
What the fuck did I just read?
I agree.
Almost Big Dick, page 6.
This was the end of the story?
That was it.
There was a cat, and it had tentacles, and it...
It transformed into a girl first.
Right, so this author really stretched the concept of Chekhov's gun really, really far.
It killed babies. I'm not into that. Those babies were... viable. Come on, man.
Anyways, thank you very much for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. This is, thank you, David, Sean, and Val, and Judy, who is the new Logan.
Logan, you got hot.
There's no way I can come up with a better closer to that, so that's just it. Good night.
Good night.
Duh. Hi there! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music: Cupanova by Diodes. Opening musical credits: Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.